Hi. Just confirming, you are going to review Mr. Kimura's last visit with Atsumi before you see him. It always concerns me when a patient returns so quickly and it's not a required follow-up. I just want to be sure we're not missing something. And I'm not trying to say that about Atsumi in particular. I'm referring to all of us at Neighborhood. So, thanks. Let me know if there's anything you want to discuss with me.
Hi. You found me. I thought we'd have more privacy in here. I don't like to discuss patients within earshot of the reception desk. You want to know about my examination with Tio Kimura? What exactly do you want to know?
Thanks, Atsumi. Totally agree on always being careful about patient confidentiality. I'm basically looking for a patient report. What did you do and what did you find when you examined Mr. Kimura last week?
Really? It's all in the record. He already had a health history, so I went through it for updates. I did a physical exam, and his vitals were normal, except his blood pressure, which was borderline high. Numbers are in the record. He complained of chronic lower back pain, but his range of motion was normal. He's the manager of a small grocery store, and he complained about the competition from the new all-food store that's opened in the neighborhood. I asked him about how much lifting he does in his job. I asked about any recent incidents or accidents, any slips or falls on the job. There was nothing that would point to a problem. Given the blood pressure and his mention of the competition for customers and sales, I asked about stress. But he said he was fine. I asked about anything over the counter he uses for back pain. He said he doesn't like the smell. I informed him there are pain relief gels with a scent that dissipates, and he should be able to find the product easily in any drugstore. That was it. I didn't have any sense I'd missed something.
Thanks, Atsumi. That sounds comprehensive. Did you consider an x-ray? Or check with any of the PAs on getting him a prescription for a muscle relaxer? I'm not trying to second-guess you. I'm just asking.
I didn't think x-rays were needed. It sounded like back pain caused by stress. I didn't really believe him when he said he was fine in terms of how he's handling the work pressures. I saw it as bravado. I know these Asian men, but that's not an illness. Since he wasn't medicating the pain at all, starting with an over-the-counter was appropriate.
Thanks for your time, Atsumi. Last question. How did you end the appointment? How did Mr. Kimura seem?
I told him to get the over-the-counter pain gel and reminded him to look for one labeled as vanishing scent. I told him he could seek another appointment if he needed it, but definitely did not ask him to return. You'll see. He's not demonstrative, but he did not indicate in any way that he was not satisfied with the appointment and with my care.
Sounds like you've covered everything, Atsumi. I appreciate what I've learned about Mr. Kimura to help me assess his condition and why he's returned.
How did he go with Atsumi? Based on your discussion, what will you look for in your examination of Mr. Kimura? I'm thinking about putting these four aspects of clinical judgment on a poster to remind us all. What will you notice? How will you interpret what you learn? How will you respond with possible interventions? How will you reflect on decisions regarding this patient? Good luck.